hey, are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection.
Go ahead and get this episode started. Sledson listeners, welcome back to the official first episode of season three. We've got our the Sledson creative director, Mr. Jeff Ware, on with us for this episode, and one of our official athletes, Shay Sainsbury, back with us as well. We are unfortunately just missing our fourth and final team member, other athlete, Kobe Doherty. But don't worry, he's on like the next 17 days episodes. So, but yeah, we wanted to, just come together for this episode and kind of announce, where we're at going into season three. But I feel we can't do that without highlighting, season two first, and just kind of where we ended and, big greatness, gratitude, thankful, whatever you want to call it, to all of our listeners and viewers. Thank you guys for, you know, following along for not only season two, but season one as well. We had a lot of people at Hay Days come up to us and say they've been following along since like episode three. So that was kind of cool. So thank you guys for, you know, being here. Welcome back if that's you. And if you're new, welcome to the Sledson podcast. So without further ado, what have you guys been up to all summer?
Prepping for a baby.
That's what I've been dealing with you.
I don't know which one's worse.
Probably
the same. Yeah. No. Yeah. We actually just had a kid August 23rd. So yeah, just kind of prepping for that. Stocking up on vacation and stuff for wintertime. On paternity leave right now, so been lucky enough to be employed by a company that offers that, so super cool with that.
They should extend it at 3 more months, I think, for you.
Oh, for that season. Well, maybe I could have just done my due diligence and timing on that, I guess, and I would have had all winter off, but I guess there's always next year. But, I don't know. Just kidding. But yeah, even before that, it was still, you know, chasing the kid around, dreaming of snowmobiling. Finally got, I had the gym membership, finally got into the gym.
Oh yeah, we're going to get into that.
Yeah, I know.
How's that going?
I love it, actually. I feel a lot better. I think I go typically four times a week, so I could still go more, but I definitely feel it a lot better.
Yeah.
I feel better.
You got to learn to crawl before you can walk.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But, so is like, is the motivation behind that for performance on the snowmobile, or is it kind of just all around, just day to day feeling better, taking care of business, being better with being a father and a husband, and how fitness lays into all of those things?
Yeah, I think it's all of it, right? It encompasses all of it. You know, even scrolling TikTok and you see something where dad's like, I don't want my kids to be like, well, dad used to, or, you know, whatever, those sort of things. And, you know, listening to Goggins tell you like, hey, the only reason you're fat is because of yourself, you know, and it's true. And so just going to the gym, feel better. Wasn't sleeping super well. Just overall, I don't know, not very comfortable. And then, I know what I can do on my sled, like when I didn't work out.
Sure.
And so I think, adding that to the mindset of like, I think I'm going to be able to do a little bit more, is even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
dude, I'm pumped that you're in the gym.
Yeah. I don't know. It becomes a hard balance sometimes, especially, like getting ready to go back to work. I think it's going to be, a pretty interesting balance, but again, it kind of just comes down to what do you want?
What time do you start in the morning for work?
I'm salaried. So technically I can start whenever, as long as I get my 40 to 50 hours in a week. So I'll just have to get up probably about 4:30 and get to the gym by 5. Cause I don't really like to, for upper day, it takes me like an hour and a half to 2 hours to finish the workout. And I don't want to rush because I think that just takes away from.
Are you on a plan?
Everything. Not really.
I'll send you something.
I know. Oh, okay, that works. Perfect. That'd be
just,
cool.
Just send them what we're doing right now.
I'm on a plan to, like, I don't know, do better, I guess.
Yeah. So. I just didn't know if you went online and just picked something, like a program.
No, so what actually happened is I started going with some buddies from work, and he actually made, like, he has all of his workouts. Like, typically it's Mondays, like, upper, Tuesdays, lower body, right? Wednesdays, cardio. Thursdays, upper body again. And then Friday would be legs again. And so I just started doing those.
Two leg days, huh? Good stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's actually, it's like a weird obsession. I think I don't know.
I love working
leg days. Or
you do?
They can.
You didn't look like you liked it today.
There's some days where it's not fun, but.
He was crying.
None of it's fun. None of it's fun at
all. I enjoy hitting legs for sure.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. Especially with him.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it. I know. I saw your, was it on Instagram or something? Your story where you're making him pull you.
Oh, I was sitting, I was sitting on the sled.
Pull and push. Yeah.
Well, cause we did it again.
Easiest part of the workout. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Cause we did that again today, and the sleds, we've got like 300 pounds of weights on it. And
what's the resistance at though? Do you have it at neutral or you have it at three?
All the way max.
Oh geez.
And then we sit on it and we're both right at 200, 205 or right there. So we're pushing 200. Yeah, pushing 500 pounds, pulling it back and then pushing it forward.
That's like a lynx right there.
Yeah,
just kidding. I think all not even weigh that
lynx is more than that.
Yeah, it's like what 590 or something. Yeah,
watching Core
Freshies. Yeah, I was gonna say Core Freshies just posted that
play video. Yeah,
that was pretty. That was a good tank. Informational one.
Dude, yeah. Well, yeah,
he's trying to sell it too.
Built different.
yeah, I see that. I hope he does. I'm glad to see him back on a Polaris this year, though. That should be cool.
Is that what he's going
to
be on?
Yeah.
Dope.
The same Chaos 155 boost.
Yum. Those are my favorites.
Heck yeah. So, we'll...
But I got a question.
Yeah.
Or I got a topic.
Okay.
Send it.
I want to know what everyone's most excited about for this season.
I already told
bro,
you.
Bro, there's so much to...
I've got
so
two much things.
To unpack here.
I've got two things.
There's a lot of... Well, then you answered
it. I got two things.
Okay.
Riding the 9R.
Yep.
Then not having that.
That'll get bleeped out for sure.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's well, the editor. I think
you have to go back and re-edit it.
So, that's it. Yeah. So before we get into the news of your 9R, Jeff, let's finish the first topic there. How's summer been for you?
Summer?
Yeah.
Fine. I don't know. I don't want to talk about my summer, really.
Okay. Can you touch on the roundup? What happened at the roundup?
Yeah, you almost got killed by a horse. Yeah,
I got ran over by a horse.
Bro, that
roundup.
That footage is pretty wild.
I sent it to you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In the group chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking shit to you.
Yeah, that's about how my summer went.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Yeah.
But you're doing something pretty cool now. You went, tell us about what you went and did last weekend. Pretty cool experience for you.
Yeah, I got to go film the Ducks in Colorado game, so that was a lot of fun. That's always been something on my bucket list, to film a football game of that caliber. So
heck yeah,
that was cool.
And so you had like full access to everything, like you were on both sides and right next to the benches and
yeah,
everything.
That yeah. is pretty sick.
Yeah, I literally was filming on the sideline. I looked up and there was like three Blazer players standing by me.
Really? What?
That was cool.
That is pretty sick.
Did you get to... I know before you were going, I don't know what we were talking about or why I got brought up or whatever, but we were talking... Oh my gosh, I got tears in my eyes from laughing. You were talking about how going into the huddle with the players in your camera.
Oh. On the away sideline.
It just, oh my gosh, I have tears in my eyes because I'm just like visualizing like this.
You can't with do all that.
All the players.
They don't let you do that.
I thought you actually did that. Middle, I was like, holy crap.
Jeff's in the middle of the huddle with his camera just like, yeah, guys, yeah.
Let's go.
No, you can, I mean, it depends what access you have. Ugh. On the Colorado sideline, they had Amazon Prime filming because they were doing like a docuseries.
Mm-hmm. So
they got to.
For Dion.
Yeah, they could be like in the huddle and shit.
Yeah.
But
so you think you're going to go back for a few more though, yeah?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Who are they? Hope you go back for When do they play Washington? That would be
a they sick, play that they play game. Them they Washington play them or in, Washington State
Washington
they play Washington
I think they're gonna blow out
at their stadium
well actually do they play Washington State at home or away do
they play them at home that's in like
oh that sucks
that's in like 3 weeks
I know there was a streak there where Washington State was on it for they had Oregon's number but
yeah
I think that that Washington and Oregon game that's
gonna all be the Northwest sick. Schools are pretty good right now.
The Pac-12, the dying Pac-12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pac-2.
Pac-2, yep.
Yeah.
The Cougs.
All those schools are pretty good at the moment, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Washington's really good, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, Washington and Oregon. Well, shit, yeah. All of them are pretty dang good.
Oregon State's, well, they just lost to Washington State, but
yeah,
they were doing and okay. And
I think Utah just won two again, but I think there's like five. Is there five or six of them in the top 25?
I think so, yeah, something like that.
Pretty cool.
I haven't really followed college football until just last week, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I watched the NFL like, a lot more.
Diving straight in.
Like, yeah,
well, I'm going to film it. I gotta
I'll watch the Ducks now.
Yeah.
For sure. I'll pull for them.
Yeah. But,
and college football is more exciting right now because of Deion Sanders, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a lot of hype.
I felt around it. College has always been pretty fun to watch.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that they're getting paid now. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
You imagine going to college and being an athlete and then just getting paid. Like, you think we made bad decisions when we were younger and we didn't have that kind of money? Like, holy crap.
Yeah. There's some guys making a ton.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah, like 20 years old.
It'd be a lot of snowmobiles.
Yeah. None of them are allowed to ride snowmobiles, I'm sure.
No, probably not. Too much of a risk.
But so you kind of revealed some pretty special news for you. We were able to tee up a deal, and you're on a new whip this year. What are you on?
9R. 9R with a million words after it.
Yeah, it's a 2024.
Let's come up with it right now.
Matrix / Chaos 155 9R with the 7S display.
Which you're that's probably what you're even most excited about, even over having a 9R, is having the 7S display so you don't get lost.
Yep. For sure.
They are pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is Jeff not moving again?
Honestly. Oh. Like when we're riding.
He's still I'm stuck. He's we still know where he's at, though.
Yeah. I'm excited to see you on that because you're going from a 2019 Axis 800 Pro to that.
Yeah.
So that'll be a pretty cool experience.
Big jump.
Yeah. Well, and the same for me, going from a 21-axis 850 to a Matrix. And mine's current one's a Pro, so I'm going to a Chaos now too. 155 instead of 165.
Mm, that's where it's at, right?
And there. The boost. And then obviously the 9R with the 146. I'm excited for everybody to ride that.
That's going to be, yeah. I think that one's going to be really fun. Like stupid fun. Be yeah. Wide open quite a bit.
Yeah, it'll be pretty sick. Yeah, this season, I don't know. We're going into this year with so much momentum and excitement. The stoke level is, I don't even know, the highest it's ever been for me, for sure. Just with all the companies and sponsors we're working with, and then now we're really solidified in, you know, the team aspect with the four of us. Wish Kobe was here on this episode with us, but...
big facts.
Yeah, just everything that we've got going. So make an announcement on the sponsorship list for this year. Big shout out to all these companies helping you know, push Sledsend and supporting the podcast and stuff. You know, last year we had about four sponsors, and this year we're sitting at about 13. So we've got Backwoods Bumpers, Climb, Arctic FX, RSI, Carbon Pursuit, Oxbow Gear, Marlin, Polaris, Seco, Seacovers, and partnering with our local Polaris dealership, Morrow County Grain Growers over there in Lexington, First Form, and Albany Lodge, and then still working on a deal currently with doing something with Zebros too.
And then I'm going to jump on with J&A.
Yep.
That'd be pretty sick.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I see their sticker right there.
Yeah, they're The stickers are all over. It was on my sled deck, but I peeled it off. There'll be a new one going on. But yeah, J&A Motorsports, they're out of, what, I always get Burbank and Finley confused, but they're out of Finley.
Oh.
So
gotcha.
They've been a big supporter of him for
he's always
several years now, yeah.
Yep. Quite a bit of stuff. Pumped on it. We'll see.
You got any other ones that aren't on that list for you personally? Because the way that we've got it, like, there's some,
I'll be working with Snow Labs as well.
Will you?
Yep.
Did you get approved with them? Nice.
Yep.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, because the way we've got it is, you know, some of these sponsors are sponsoring the team in its entirety, and then some of them are sponsoring just me, and then others, you know, like yourself, you have certain ones that are for just you type thing. But it's really cool to have such a stacked lineup. And a lot of these companies reached out to us directly because they see what we're doing with the podcast and stuff and see what we've done so far and the potential for the direction that we're going with it. So it's pretty cool to be working with pretty stacked lineup. And speaking of a stacked lineup, all of our sleds decked out in a ton of parts. It's going to be pretty exciting. Be you just unrolled your wrap on the table here.
Yeah.
Got Jeff all giddy.
Yeah, I'm stoked on that. I wish you guys' sleds. I want your guys' sleds to get here. If we have to go to Roseau to get them, let's go. But yeah.
What if they don't show up?
Nah, we'll go to Roseau. We'll just go. Let's go. We'll make a trip out of it.
We'll just march into the factory.
Yeah. No, they'll show up.
Yeah. It's going to suck if they don't show up till like January.
I mean, I don't know.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. You still have, did you sell your other sleds already?
Nope. I still have them. They are for sale though.
Yeah. There's two things coming from this. They are still for sale and you guys do still have something to ride.
Yep. Yeah. But, yeah. We'll still get out either way, but unless I can get them sold before then, but.
See, Skidoo's already shipping theirs out.
I know everybody's, there's people already getting really? Their, oh yeah. People are already getting their 146 turbos free rides.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen people unbox them and everything.
I'm curious what does Cat have with their new 858? Are they, when are they getting that?
25.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. So they're getting the Catalyst 600s this year. I know several people that snow checked them.
And they're going to do the 858s next year?
Yeah, it's model year 2025, to my understanding. If I'm wrong, correct us in the comments below. But I'm pretty sure that's when that 858 is being released.
Gotcha.
Model year 25.
What a big tease for the kitty cat guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does kind of suck. I mean, I don't know. Still excited that they're coming out with something. Yeah, I kind of want to jump on that Catalyst just to see what it's like. I feel like it would be a fun little ride. Yeah. But yeah, anyways, back to your
sled. He's going
to
jump ship.
I don't know. I mean, if I like it, I like it. Yeah. That's a hard sled to beat right there, to be honest. I've jumped on the Gen 5, and I don't like it as much as this sled. So we'll keep it. We'll keep it for this season.
Yep.
Hopefully next season.
We'll for anybody listening or anybody that's new, tell them what you got.
So I have a 155. I'll have to look at it to remember everything. Polaris Chaos Boost. She's an animal. I love it. I came from a Gen 4 free ride, so I wanted something that was going to be kind of equally as playful, I guess, and robust at the same time. And this was the direction I got pointed. It was super weird, I guess, kind of jumping from Skidoo to Polaris.
Why'd you do it?
So I was at the snow show in, first the numbers, right? The horsepower and everything that players kind of changed with the boost that really kind of captured me. And then after that, when I jumped on it, cause I didn't like the access platform.
Right.
But when I jumped on it at the snow show, in Puyallup, it didn't really feel too much different in my opinion than standing on my free ride.
Okay.
I was like, oh, well this isn't going to be that crazy. And so kind of like my finger throttle, I just told myself, get it, give yourself a year and like dedicate that year to riding it. Right. And, I'll probably not look back for a while. These sleds are wicked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeff's looking forward to the, finger throttle.
Yeah.
He jumped on Jose's there and he's sold.
Yeah. Is that part of the, do you have that implemented into your workout regimen?
I mean, I don't know. My forearms are pretty good shape right now.
Wicked.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Do your veins pop out and everything when you got your pump going?
I don't know. Ask him.
You don't look at yourself? Yeah. Tyler looks at you more than you look at your forearm.
I catch him.
I catch him. I catch him.
It's a little weird, but
yeah,
whatever.
I have to. I have to have
pay,
a talk.
I have to pay somewhat attention to his form at least, so that I can look at what he's doing.
He kind of does that. Kind of.
Well, I'm trying to hedge against him yelling at me, because if I'm doing something wrong, he lets me know, which is good.
What a good partner.
But still,
that is. Yeah.
I mean.
He always, for some reason, he always asks me to squat lower, though. He always wants me to go
down. Dude, I think that's one thing. I think out of, I do kind of find that funny when I do see people squatting and they're only doing like 45 and then back up. I'm like, well, that was pointless. That's dumb.
That was you today on your little fucking jumps, the squat jumps.
Dude, I struggle going down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
It's tight.
Yeah. Never good.
It hurts.
Do you like stretch or anything before?
No.
You've been taking your Metamucil?
We walk. We do a 5 minute. Our warm up's a 5 minute walk.
Yeah.
And then every like all of our compound lifts we.
Have you guys ever tried playing like basketball for a quick 5 minutes against each other?
I'd smoke them.
Well, I just feel like that's a pretty.
We've
good,
considered
like,
doing some boxing rounds.
Oh. They have like the rock 'em sock 'em somewhere.
He wants to box.
I don't know. Let me know when you guys do that.
Yeah, I'll be
there. You want to come?
I do. Yeah, I'll film it.
Okay, you can bring a partner too.
All right.
Cool. Who do you want to bring?
I mean, we guess we have to establish the hierarchy within Sledson. So Kobe has to come now, or has to get knocked out by Kobe. Well, that was cool.
It would be.
That's good for bonding, team bonding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Fighting?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be great.
As long as nobody gets pissed off.
It's get their feelings hurt. All for fun. That's all.
Well, yeah, if that's the intention.
What were we even talking about?
I don't know.
We're how do we get onto this?
We're kind of all over the place.
We're back on working out again. Oh, it's because of you.
Oh, yeah, the
finger throttle. You asked why I was doing finger workouts.
It's on the finger throttle. I'm telling you, you're going to...
My forearms. Well, I've been making sure my forearms are in solid shape.
Yeah, you ride single track though too, so that probably will be good.
Yeah, with arm pump. I mean, well, kind of just here and there, not a lot, but yeah. Dude, it's gonna be way better than this, and not being able to hold on as much. Well,
can you do that better for the camera? Like, show them a side angle of how you did that. They can't really see what you just did. It makes it just look like you gave them a fist or something.
I was just showing you, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Anyways.
All right. Change of topic. I do want to.
We got to get serious now.
Yeah. I want to talk about a first ever special event that we're going to host this year. So when we were at Heydays, I got a text message from an old writing buddy who was early days of the podcast, Mr. Cody Hoffbauer. I think like a year ago or so, he moved up outside of Coeur d'Alene. And I'm not sure the exact details. I think he has like his own business, and then he does some stuff like managing a ranch. Correct me if I'm wrong, Cody. But anyways, he has a really big lodge there on the ranch. And he was talking to me about, you know, doing some kind of like sled send ride. And so I actually placed a phone call to him yesterday and talked with him for about a half hour on some details. And so listeners and viewers, stay tuned on our social media platforms. If you are new here, all of our platforms are just at SledSend. But we're going to do probably just like a generic awareness giveaway. So you don't spend any money, buy any merch or anything. But we are going to release that here in the next couple months, and we're going to pick six winners. That number might change. To meet us at the lodge on Friday, hang out with us Friday night, maybe do some podcasts and just spend time with the crew. So it would be you, Jeff, Kobe, obviously Cody Hoffbauer, and then we're going to have a couple of special guests that I won't announce right now that'll appear as well, and then ride with us ride with us all day Saturday. So it's kind of like in between like Sandpoint and Coeur d'Alene, so Northern Idaho up in there. Ride with us all day Saturday and, you know, hang out Saturday night. It's a huge, you know, I sent you the video and you've seen it too. Yeah, it's a real nice. High end, super nice lodge, with a hot tub and pool table and it's not far from the riding zones and stuff. So we can hang out. And, so all of the lodging and all of the food, we talked to, Cody about some catering and stuff. So all of the lodging and all of the food will be covered by Sledsend. So the winners just have to get there.
Tyler's making Wagyu every night is what I heard. Yeah. It's Wagyu every night.
I like that.
We're
burgers and steak.
We're door dashing barbacoa.
Oh, that's just as good. That's pretty good. Actually. That's a good idea.
So, but anyways, that's going to give, six or so lucky winners the opportunity to just, I mean, we're just going to kick it. Just hang out and do some podcasts and shoot some videos. Obviously the Sledsend team's decked out with cameras and the whole nine and stuff, and have some food and hang out and all stay together in a big lodge. And
yeah, that'll be fun.
And just do a Sledsend ride for the weekend. Might do more than one. Probably aiming for February, but we can't do it the first weekend of February because it's Super Bowl. So jumps yep. out. And then the second.
You can do it. I just won't go.
The second. We can't do it without you.
We know the Giants aren't making it. So what's the big deal? You're not going to the Super Bowl, are you?
Fuck you.
And then the second weekend, you know, roughly how the dates fall or whatever, it's, you know, Valentine's and stuff. So probably maybe like
so the you third can't week. Go that week?
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. I'm
in McCall the third week.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. Oh,
sick invite.
I'm going with him.
I told you guys.
I got it on my calendar.
The dates, do you?
Yeah.
Like, don't.
Yeah.
I do not believe that at all.
Yeah.
Anyways,
we just wanted a trip without you.
We'll figure. Yeah, that's fine. We'll figure out the dates. Listeners and viewers, definitely stay tuned to our social platforms as we announce that, because it'll be the first of its kind for us, and pretty. I don't know.
I think it'll be fun.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, experience.
What if no one wants to hang out with me?
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll socialize with you.
We'll go.
Yeah. That's sure, we could meet some people in a snow park. That's actually pretty fun, just meeting randos in the snow park. Hey, where are you riding? Let's go. Show me the way.
Yeah.
They might know a cool spot.
That's what I had to do in Bend the first time I went down to Bend.
Yep.
Didn't know where to go.
Was it cool there?
Yeah, it's actually pretty neat.
Why don't we go there?
I'm down.
We go anywhere. If I'm not going to go to Bend if the snow's crappy, though.
The furthest...
well, no.
The furthest west in Oregon I've ever ridden is Tollgate.
Really? No.
Yeah. In Oregon.
Yeah,
I guess. I rode in Mount Adams.
That's in Washington.
Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, those Washingtonians. Yeah.
So.
What other trips do you have planned that I don't know about?
Not that you don't know about. That was the only one. You know, we're trying to get
back to... Are you going back to Revelstoke?
Surprise.
Oh, I'd like to. I'd like to do an early season... If we get the sleds before Christmas.
December.
A lot of people go like the weekend of Thanksgiving.
November, yeah. Yep.
Oh, I ain't going that weekend.
Nope, because you're still finishing up 75 hard.
Yeah, and the Ducks play that weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Fair enough.
It'd probably be, I mean, we won't have the sleds in November. So
probably not. I don't know.
I hate to put that out there.
I
have faith that they'll show up. Yeah. November. Early November.
Nothing's changed.
Early November. Right?
I hope. I'm just being...
No, hopeful. Mine still... Both of mine say that they're scheduled. Neither of them are being built.
That's what mine did, though. Like, I picked up my sled, and like 3 weeks later, I got the email that my sled was shipped. Like, well, yeah, oh, really? I know, because I have it in my truck. So, yeah. Just, I mean, maybe a little disconnect there, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as soon as it... If that moves... Could be a
delay on there.
And says built, or, you know, I haven't even seen anybody on social post updates about any of them. And if there were, you know, people would post about it. So I have no idea. I haven't seen anybody.
Oh, wow. Siri. Siri, does Siri know?
She wanted to be on
the
podcast.
She literally, Siri just said one can't know everything.
Oh, man.
So not even Siri can know.
That's funny.
So, yeah, we'd like to get back to Albany Lodge for one of their clinics this winter.
They never set a date for that women's ride, did they?
No, I don't know when that is. Would like to go to Jackson Hole this season as well.
For the World Championship?
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
I would like to go to McCall. I've never been to McCall. And I would like to get back.
You can come
to
with Shay and I.
third week.
I would like.
What's the other guy's name that's gone?
Which one? There's a couple.
Your other.
My stepdad?
Is that who it is?
Troy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me, Shay, and Troy.
We're going to send you and him out together. We're like, you guys
he's
going to go up there.
He's kind of a newbie too, huh?
Yeah. He likes listening to you on the radio or on whatever podcast.
Funny.
He relates to you the most is what he said.
Dude, Jeff's a fan.
Because I talk shit or?
Probably because you keep it real. But yeah.
Does he talk shit like that?
I don't know. Maybe we're going to find out because I'm going to talk shit to him. I hope he does.
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products, and use SledSin24 at checkout for a discount.
I don't know, man. There wasn't really any other topics that were crucial to share. There's just a ton of momentum and bunch of companies on board. There's so much Stoke, fully stacked team this year, and
lots of Stoke around.
There's just so much hype. And it's just cool to see, where the podcast is, and it wouldn't, none of this would be here if it wasn't for you guys listening and watching this. So we appreciate it a ton. It's always cool going to Hay Days and getting to meet a lot of people in person that come up to us and, big fans of the podcast, been listening to us for a long time and such. So it's just, it's pretty humbling. It's cool. A lot of gratitude for it, for sure. So yeah, this season is just, I don't even know. I'm kind of at a loss for words right now.
I'm stoked to the point where, I kind of have to try to convince myself not to be stoked because I'll just go, I kind of talked to you about it. I'll just let it engulf my life. Yeah. And
it's hard not to, dude.
Yeah. Just want to, sit out here, look at my snowmobile or look at the wrap or look at a couple other things,
Well, I believe having the team aspect that we do is kind of a double-edged sword too with that because, we've got the group chat and talking back and forth. And so it's just, it's just constantly, the excitement is just, just over and over and over again, which is good. But then also, in the evenings and stuff, I lay on the couch and watch snowmobile videos and whatnot. And Lindsay has to listen to that all the time. She usually doesn't have to listen to too much of that in the summer, obviously. But, which speaking of summer,
what's your Wi-Fi name again?
Summer sucks.
Yes, it does. Speaking of summer, I think Jeff and I talked a little bit about it. We might, for the first time ever, we might be ripping weekly episodes all year long for season 3.
Hot damn.
We talked about it. I didn't know it was a thing.
That's what I just said, that we talked about it. I don't know. I said might be, maybe.
We'll see how many people you can line up and how creative we can get, I guess, with episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try.
We've got a
lot. We'll attempt it.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see where it goes. I mean, we filmed 17 episodes of Hay Days.
That's crazy. That's a lot of
episodes. So even if we don't shoot another one, that takes us almost to February.
Yeah.
Which is that. So
yeah, but I would like to not just use those back to back.
No, we need to mix some different stuff
in. Episodes.
We're gonna go shoot some next month out at Morrow County. The Grain Growers.
Out there. Yeah.
Yep. In their showroom, and probably have Kobe and maybe get his dad on.
That'd be funny.
That'd be real funny. But yeah, no, the Hay Days went super well. 17 episodes, a variety of tons of different names. We got the owner of Oxbow on, the owner and founder of 2B on,
Dan Adams, Matt Ince, Frank with Carbon Pursuit, a lot of, and a handful of guests that we've been talking about for a while that have wanted to come on. So yeah, stay tuned for those, because we had some really awesome episodes.
Yeah, the Sledson banner filled up. I think last time I saw it, there was only like three names on it.
Yeah,
there was.
It's looking a little better now, huh?
Quite a bit.
Except everyone signed on this side because that's where they sat.
The guest was always right here. Really? Yeah, and I was always sitting there, so nobody was signing over there because I was sitting there. So next time we're going to have to switch it. So the guest is going to be over there so we can fill in. Sorry. Fill in that side. But yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a cool.
I like it.
Concept. It'll be cool when it's filled.
Yeah, staying
in the shop all the time. So, I don't think there was any other topics to cover. The events, travel.
It's a lot of money on that card.
Mm-hmm. And sponsorships, a little bit about the team.
We'll be making a lot more riding videos this year.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, so, why don't you talk on that, Shay, because you and Kobe are up in your content game.
Yeah, I mean, so it's kind of always been something I've wanted to do. I've just never actually dedicated the money to it. But this year, dedicating the money to it, looking at getting a Canon R8, thanks to Jeff kind of pointing us in that direction. I've never really done like much editing except on my phone. I love doing it though. Like it's almost an upset. Like you could probably talk to my wife about it, but there's times where like, you know, she'll have to kind of pull me away from, hey, like, Shay, focus. let's do this. Like, but I'm like so close to just making this line up perfectly. Cool. We got to make dinner. Okay.
But the song just playing over and over as you're trying to like cut it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So I'm pumped on that. Getting a couple more GoPros, I think, as well. And I guess for me, like I'll probably wear one or have one on me, and then have another one on the sled somewhere, like on the front bumper or the back bumper, not really sure.
Yep.
And then whoever else I'm riding with, I'll probably just tell them, hey, here, like wear this. Like if I'm in front of you, please make sure that's recording, because like it's cool. Like if it captures you doing cool shit, yeah, I love that. But I'm giving you this GoPro for, it's like a multi-purpose tool. Yeah, right? Like it's gonna capture your stuff, and it's also going to capture my stuff.
Yep.
Because I know there's been a couple times where I've had my GoPro on and I've caught other people doing stuff, and I'm like, oh man, that's super sick, but it's not me. So, you know, I don't typically use it too much. Or when I go to make all these videos, right at the end of the year, there's not a whole bunch of me. It's me taking videos of other people.
Sure.
And that's kind of partly my fault as well, because people do ask me, you know, hey, like, do you want me to do it? And most of the time anymore, I just say no, because I'm so picky about how they do something. Like if you're on your phone and you zoom in on me, I'm instant. Like as soon as you zoomed in, I'm like, this is done. I'm out. I'm over it. It doesn't look good anymore. And so, yeah, just kind of get picky about it. But, I'm stoked on it. I think I probably have some obligations sponsor wise to post a little bit more on my end as well. So you'll be seeing more of that. And I'm not really sure how I want to go about it. Like it's super cool to get instant gratification on something cool that you did.
Yeah.
But I don't know if dropping like the coolest thing that you did on that ride is necessarily the best. I do like the, you know, showing that you're going, you're at the snow park or wherever it is, right? You're with the group. You go out, you get a couple things filmed, but then you save the rest of the stuff for, you know, the hype come summer and then in the fall. Because I feel like right now I see a lot of videos on social media, and sometimes they're the same video, you know, that someone used, you know, a month or two ago.
Yep.
And I want to try to steer away from that.
What's cool is like he's not only is he like getting the cameras and wanting to film, but he's also flowing mentally on the creative side.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what's
good job.
That's
what's,
yeah, very nice.
That's good stuff. Because it's, you know, it's our intention with, and not to cut you off if you're good. is to have the whole team, you know, with stacked with cameras in our tunnel bags, because we're pushing hard and going full steam ahead. You know, Jeff's tagline for this year is make it or break it. Meaning like with Sledsend as a whole, but with the podcast too, like we're pushing hard, but, probably the biggest forefront of our focus is riding content this year. Because Sledsend is not just a podcast. We ride too. and so, you know,
I ride,
you know, so
I get stuck too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's our intention to highlight, you know, that the boys ride too. And you know, it's serving multiple parts too, right? Cause the bow ties and the hopovers and that content is sexy, right? Whereas like a clip of the podcast doesn't necessarily fall into the line of sexy. But it's good, you know, entertainment content, but
depends who the clips of.
Yeah.
forearm veins over here.
I was saying the same thing. And so, you know, that's stay tuned to our social platforms, because that's a big focus for us this year, is really, really stepping up the content on the writing. And I mean, between the four of us, we've got five, you know, stacked sleds, all with the sleds, and all five sleds are going to have the sleds in signature Arctic FX wrap on it, all different colors and colorways and stuff too. So,
I'm so pumped,
dude. I mean, just the content alone of our sled setups this year is going to be pretty cool. I'm excited for it.
Absolutely.
That's my humbleness from it. Cause I could say some other stuff. I'm jacked. I'm so stoked.
I got a question.
Yep.
Whatever happened to Larry the Enticer?
He's still like, around.
Yeah.
Just doesn't have the hype around him anymore.
I've seen some clips of him and they were just hilarious.
I think the last ones that I've seen was on a dirt bike.
He should be an athlete.
the honorary athlete.
Well, that was his tagline, was I'm just going to send it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great idea, actually.
I'm just going to sled send it.
We should try and do something with him.
Hit him up.
That'd be kind of funny.
Is he from back east somewhere, yeah?
I thought he was from Canada, but I don't know.
Oh, really?
I have no idea. Maybe he is. I have no idea where he's from.
I'm sure someone will let us know.
Probably.
It was just a random thought that was going on in my head.
You gonna look him up?
But
yeah, I am.
I like it. Yeah, he kind of disappeared.
Well, we're kind of getting close to the cutoff, Jeff. Shay, I appreciate you letting us set up in the...
We still got 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, regardless, I appreciate you letting us set up in your shop here. What's that? What's going on with that side panel up there?
That's just memorabilia from the Gen 4. It's when I was feeling extra confident one day. And I didn't really have a lot of room, between two trees. Uh-huh. And I ran out of skill. I had the courage, just ran out of skill, and my front right ski, bounced off of the tree and sent me straight into the tree, like on my downhill side to the left. But I was kind of already predicting that might happen. So I just grabbed a handful of throttle and ended up ripping off like the whole upper air intake. That panel actually got ripped completely off. Thank goodness we were pretty much at where we were going to be riding for the rest of the day. Or like we had made it to our destination. We were getting ready to head back.
Oh, okay.
And so, Oh, gosh.
Come on, media guy.
And now the audio difficulties are always fun. Yeah, that's what that is. And then I also have my favorite set of gloves I've ever had up there.
Okay.
As well. They've seen a couple fireplaces, so they're a little burnt on the bottom. But
those ones next to Diana.
Yeah, Miss Supercross up there.
He's asking about the side panel. I wanted to ask about Diana.
Oh, I mean, if you don't know about Diana, then look her up.
It's a dirty
Miss Supercross.
It's even signed.
Absolutely, it's
you
signed.
You met her or what?
No.
Oh.
No, I haven't. But, you know, it's actually
How'd you get it signed, then?
You just order it and she'll sign it.
Oh, that's...
I know, it's not as cool, but...
Gotcha. Okay.
What is cool...
She's a nice lady.
...is... Well, on one of the 509 premieres, this was obviously younger dates, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who's up there? So like Turcotte's up there. Who else was there that had, I think, Jay? No, Jay didn't. Where else is it? Sahin didn't. Suhan was there. There's a couple other people that were there. And they had their other halves, their supporters with them. And they actually signed them too. So that was actually pretty cool.
I'm going to get me one of those this year of me.
Oh, of those? Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. Let's do it.
The step sled poster?
I'm going to do something.
There you go.
I'm going to do something that looks cool for a photo, but it doesn't end cool.
You just don't land it?
Yeah.
That's what photos are made for anymore.
That's what I feel photos like. Are really good at.
I'm telling you, dude, the way he's going to do a bow tie, that'll be sweet. Up,
jump off and pull it.
Yeah.
Rip it straight around.
He'll just pick the sled up over his head.
Careful. You guys make too much fun of me. I might not go ride with you.
I'm being dead serious. I'm excited to watch you ride that.
Heck yeah. I'm just curious how you're going to put the wrap together. I'm excited
too. Yeah, when are you going to put the wrap together?
Your colorway is really, you know, it shows.
Limited.
Is it? Oh, it's too bad it's not a chaos.
No, it is.
Oh, it is a chaos.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, you could
do. But it's purple and teal.
Yeah, I literally just thought about this the other day. I saw someone, they had like a rainbow sled. And I was like, oh, man, you know what that makes me think of is Tekashi. Tekashi 6ix9ine, the rapper. Yeah. And you could name it Tekayasi instead of Tekashi. Like, that could be the sled's name is Tekayasi. That'd be sick.
That's you design funny. It, and then I'll decide.
Oh, it's going to be pretty. Okay, I'll design it. Let's do it.
Like I'm a down Skittles with it. You know that's not what everyone's going to. Yeah, that's not what everyone's going to say, though, when they see me pull up.
That's why you have to say Tekayasi on it.
Gonna have to be big, otherwise they're gonna be like, "Why is this fucking guy riding around looking like a rainbow?"
Screw him, dude.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tyler with Sled Send. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of Sled Send. So, if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos, and such, check out sledsend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
Exactly. What you should do, though, is you should do what Albany Lodge does, what they make the first guy that gets stuck of the year. They have to put a pink tutu on and ride around with you.
Yeah, I did. I don't want to. Yeah, that was on your podcast.
I don't want to do that because I'll always be the one wearing it.
he needs the pink tutu and then like a set of like fairy wings.
I don't know. That we should actually probably implement something like that.
That's not.
Well, that's the fair. Step sled t-shirt.
No. We'll just invite Jose on the first ride for everything.
There we go.
Just kidding, buddy. Just kidding.
That's I like Jose funny. A lot.
That's the only reason I talked crap about him.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to go ride with him again. He was a good time. He was funny.
He's funny. Yeah. He's absolutely funny.
Oh, we have to do break-in rides this year, huh?
Yep. What the heck are those?
Yeah, that's another aspect that I'm excited for you, too, because all this stuff, all these parts and pieces, like, you're going to be doing on your own sled now. Because usually I would just take care of everything and make sure the track was tight.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You're the mechanic.
No.
I'm the rider. I'm going to be the one on the posters. You're going to be tightening the nuts and bolts. Just wait. I've been watching a lot of tutorials.
It's going to be interesting when we go to do our rap video. That's spelled
I'm not
W-R-A-P.
Rapping. I'm not rapping. Not rap.
Because he's going to get so angry and so mad because it's got to be perfect and he's going to mess up. And
I'm not going to do it.
He's going to
be. No?
He has to.
You don't think so? Why?
How am I going to do it and make videos of all you guys?
It's just going to be, well, I mean, you're still going to do it on your sled, but we could be like,
you're going to have so to do things. Sections.
You could do a time lapse. We could have one. Dude, down now.
No, I can I can hold the camera say, just I will, fine. Yeah,
I'll hold the camera when you're doing it too.
I'm not doing
it. It's gonna have to
it's
be a team.
Get fucked
it's,
up if I do it.
I don't know. We'll have
I
to
don't
do
know
it.
If I've ever seen a rap that's like completely perfect though. Like there's always blemishes somewhere on. Like if you really want to nitpick a rap, you can.
It'll be interesting when we go to do that. If it's all, how are we gonna? I don't know how we're gonna do that because we'll have five sleds set up.
A rap party doesn't even really sound like a party. No, think about it.
It's going to be a lot of work.
Oh,
have you ever installed? Oh, have you installed a wrap?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a blast.
Yeah, it's a good time. And we have five of them to do.
Yep.
Maybe so, I don't want one.
I don't.
No, I'm thinking about it.
I'm just curious what the best, how everyone's going to feel like. Is everybody just going to wrap their own, or are we all going to tackle one sled?
I mean, together. I'll be there to support. Like if your arms get tired or something, I'll hold them up. Like whatever you need.
Like in the gym.
Yeah, exactly. I'll spot you.
Spot you.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I've kind of thought about that too, but I don't know. I'm fine with
mine. Will look janky when I'm done with it.
I mean,
I'm fine with doing my own, but I feel like if we just did one purse, well, I don't know. We might need to try that.
We'll find out because we've got
one sled at a time. That might go a lot quicker.
Well, there's four of us.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Five sleds.
Four of us, five sleds.
But all the sleds are getting wraps, RSI handlebars, bumpers. Backwoods bumpers, Seco seat covers. I think that's
skid.
Carbon fiber, carbon pursuit, rail braces, except for Jeff's.
Frank doesn't like them.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, dude, Frank and I got into it.
He's such a stud. I like him.
I think I'm going to convince him to do 75 hard.
Oh, yeah?
He likes my story every time I post it.
Does he?
You know how I'm that annoying person that posts it?
Yep.
He always likes it.
For accountability. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really need it anymore. But
he's a big supporter.
What happened to your checking in gym selfies? You used to do that, too, and then you stopped. I miss those, too.
You want me to bring those back or what?
Yeah, you probably should. Bring that back in the morning. And then in the evening, 75 hard. Because we don't actually know that you, like, you could just say, I'm completing it. Pretty much. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
I got great news. I don't have to go for my walk until later.
Why? You got a text that we're okay?
Because my parents are going to watch Blake.
Oh. So we can keep chatting?
For a little bit longer.
Okay.
I like that.
We got like
cool.
30 more minutes.
Where do you go and walk at? I always see that it's just like a little trail or something. Oh.
Yeah.
Below the hospital.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That goes all the way over to Riverfront Park at the end of Orchard.
Mm-hmm.
I make it to the park.
Oh,
you do?
Talking about.
Yeah. So you walk longer than 45 minutes.
How fast you
walk? No, that's 45 minutes.
No.
Yeah. Every time.
You can.
How fast? No. Are you like clocking yourself on this?
It's like speed walking.
What's your top speed? Are you speed? What are we talking about?
Are you?
Let's see if
you make tells it me. All the way over to the park and back in 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You're high right now.
I'm not. You're just slow.
You have like a suit that you wear?
Well, that's because I walk with a weighted vest. So unlike you.
Maybe I could make it with one. I'm already going to order one. I can't look because
how I got to get that,
on the Wi-Fi.
How much Summer is the best Wi-Fi? Way? 50 pounds? Oh, yeah.
The one that I have is only... I think it's 30.
The password's shot Tiana.
50 would crumble him.
50 would crumble him. What did you say? How much is it?
It's like 30.
Oh, okay.
I think it's in the back. Wi-Fi. Maybe it's, I don't know. It's in the back of my truck right now.
And then if it doesn't work, it should, there you go. And I can share it to you.
Yes.
Complete.
Join. Unable.
Wouldn't let you join?
Unable. Damn it.
Dude, I'm freaking hungry right
you
now.
You running like a weird VPN or something?
Yeah, dude, talking about all this food, I'm starving.
I just shared it with you again. I'm not starving at
all. I'm sure the listeners and viewers are enjoying this episode.
Yeah, anyways.
What do you mean? It's a great episode. Everyone likes taco time.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't, that's unfortunate. I'd take taco time over Taco Bell.
Oh, facts.
Any day.
100%, dude.
That actually really upsets me that there used to be a Taco Time in Hermiston because there's not really a lot of food options here.
Yeah, a lot of fast food. They're getting a Popeyes.
How do we get a Popeyes before we get a Chick-fil-A? Like,
dude, if we had Chick-fil-A here, I'd be bad, though.
I'd be eating grilled chicken all the time. Dude, so the good. Nuggets.
Dude, when we went to
Albany
Lodge... Yeah, he bought like $60 worth of grilled
nuggets
on my card. He had like 300 grams of protein.
No, what happened is we got a 30-piece to share with our other stuff, our grilled chicken sandwiches, and I just ate all 30 of them.
Jeez. Well, So be it, I guess.
You gotta get that protein in, you know?
That's what I've been told.
Do you track your food?
No, like count my macros and stuff like that? No. I try to...
Are you still?
I try to get over 200 grams of protein, though.
That's good.
A day. So it's good, like 1 gram per...
Let me see your app.
I'm not actively tracking.
That's what I thought.
But I pretty much eat the same and drink the same thing every day. Based off of what I was before when I was tracking, so I know that I'm within a certain range. But I need to just track it, especially now that I'm working out with you again.
What time do you guys get there? 6:30?
5:45.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Well, when are you going to start working there?
You guys.
You said you were going to start going in at 5. Is that when you're back at work?
Yeah.
A couple months.
Come in, I'll yell at you.
That's fine. I'm fine with being yelled at. You should meet my mom. Just kidding. Love you, Mom.
She's a mean lady or what?
No. She's a nice lady.
You were just a bad kid.
I was a bad kid.
That's yeah, exactly. I've heard some stories.
I believe
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Little asshole.
Did a lot of hood rat stuff with my friends. But it was fun, though.
That's cool.
Yeah. Anyways, I'll be showing up. Because I really want to get into work about 7:30. So about 5:30 is when I want to get there.
Perfect.
Yay.
Looking forward to it.
Have you guys tried working out in the evenings?
Yeah, we used to.
I've done it all.
And you like? Do you like working out in the mornings more, or is that just schedule?
You feel stronger in the evening, don't you?
Not anymore.
I think I feel stronger in the evening.
I'm pretty solid now.
I've always preferred morning.
Really?
Yeah. Do the hardest thing first, and then the day's set.
Yeah. You feel like you've... Yeah, you can just...
And I just feel better getting it done. Otherwise, like, if my schedule changes throughout the day... Like, I still have it hanging over that I still have to go to the gym.
Yeah,
like, if I get done early and I, like, maybe Lindsay's off early, too, then I could, like, go do something with her.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, actually.
But I don't want to, you know, so I just prefer to do it in the morning, the hard thing first, and then get it done, and then my schedule is open for the rest of the day if it needs to be. Except for when you're on 75 hard.
I just love sleeping in, like... It sucks.
Oh, I look forward to Saturday and Sunday for sure.
That's why.
But I'm still up by 6:30.
Hey, we're leaving at 6 in the morning. I'm like, oof, yeah, that's a rough one.
That's gonna be us when we ride, though, because that's how Jeff is too. Let's get up early and go.
Yeah.
No, he's saying he doesn't like that.
I don't.
I know.
He's gonna have to deal with that. I'm still gonna do it.
Ride with us,
but
because that's how you are. That's what you like to do, Jeff.
What time you go to bed?
When my eyes close. I don't know. It varies. I go to bed actually super late, way later than I should. If I'm asleep before 11, I'm pretty shocked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I know.
When I don't do 75 hard, that's how I am. Right now, though, I fucking pass out at like 10.
Dude, I'm in bed at 9.
I think that's why. I know.
Yeah. And then up at 5:15.
I think that's another thing. Like if I did start working out, because I have worked out in the mornings, and to your point, I feel like you feel better throughout the day if you work out in the morning first. But yeah, I found when I worked out, when I got up early and worked out, obviously, I was pretty tired by like 9:30, and almost always asleep by 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you guys ever answer my question earlier?
Most excited for?
I think I'm the only one that answered it.
Yeah, I think you probably. Well, that was the reason why you asked it, is so you can answer it. I felt like, you're like, hey, why are you guys doing this? Wait. Let me tell you why
I
want
to do it. I wanted you guys to answer it. Yeah. You have no idea how long I had that planned.
Yeah. No, it's a good question.
It's been premeditated for a while.
I'm excited. I'm excited for a lot of things. Like I'm excited for the video editing aspect of things, like learning how to do that. I'm really excited to see you on the Matrix chassis, like on that 9R. I think you're going to love it.
I hope so.
I think the chaos thing is going to be big for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm either going to be on my head a lot or
I don't know.
Enjoying it.
It's going to be built pretty stout. So I would just... Except your skid, you can't be airing it out, you know, because you don't have that carbon fiber brace. But
yeah,
I'm just kidding. I'm pretty excited to watch you on that. And then the group ride, I think that's going to be pretty sick.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I didn't
really know about that one, but that'll be fun.
especially with Wagyu.
Yeah. Oh God.
I mean, you know, I just think like it'll, I don't know. Like I don't think, I mean, I don't want to be sound conceited or anything, but I mean, you know, the team is, we're just some chill average dudes,
some regular dudes, cooking
and
meat.
So like, yeah, grilling our meat. So I think I just think it would be cool to just go chill with a bunch of other people and just hang out in one big lodge and
yeah,
and go ride together and just chill.
Absolutely.
You know, and to just go spend one-on-one quality time with other people in the industry that listen to the podcast and our followers and support what we're doing and enjoy that. So it'll be a really cool thing to go spend that kind of time with people like that.
We should invite Larry.
Larry the Enticer.
Let's go, Larry. Do it. Reach out to him.
Yeah. But another, probably, did you have something else that you're most excited about?
No. Well, I mean, just the whole season overall. But like I said, the Stoke level doesn't necessarily sound like the Stoke level super high. But like I said, kind of having to pump the brakes so I don't just let myself
go crazy,
go down that rabbit hole again, because mm-hmm. it's so easy.
You should have seen Kobe after 8 days.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
Getting exposed to that.
He's been kind of quiet though.
Yeah, he has. Well, he needs to.
Is he back? He's back at work.
Will he or will he not order his wrap?
I don't know. I don't even so much care about the wrap, but the other items I need to know because people are waiting on us for stuff. So
it does smell like PVC glue in here.
Yeah, huh? Mm-hmm. I've been getting hits of it.
Dude, I think I'm high right now. I think I am too. I'm so high.
I'm a little loopy. Smell. I'm going to go check this out real fast.
What are you checking out?
He's just got it hooked up to the HVAC system.
No wonder I feel funny.
Yeah, that's why it's leaking.
Is it? Yep. I was going to say, that smells active.
That smells real strong over here, boys.
Bring that bag over here. Make this interesting. Oh, yeah. There it is. There it is.
That makes sense why it's so strong.
Who did that? Who done
it? The lid's on. It's not, obviously.
Oops.
But yeah, for me, what I'm most excited for, it's a two-part thing. One is the team aspect of us, you know, intentionally with all of our setups and intentionally the four of us riding together. I'm really looking forward to that because that's going to take everything to the next level. And then the second part is, you know, with the sponsorships, I've been putting in a lot of time, a lot of back and forth, a lot of reaching out. Like I said, a lot of companies have reached out to me. So I'm really excited to be repping the companies that we are. But what's cool about that, and for you guys listening, if this statement is incorrect, let me know, because I'm unaware of it. But if I'm wrong, put me on game, like I always say. I am unaware of another place that is like a hub, that you can go to one place and get so many discounts on so many companies all in one place. So meaning, and I should have put this at the beginning of the podcast, but, meaning that, there's so many of these sponsors and companies that are giving us, you know, 10, 15% discounts that one person, one listener, one viewer can go into the description, whether you're on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, go into the description and I have it all right there. All of the companies, all of the discount codes and links to their sites. So I'm pretty excited to be able to, you know, all the work that we've collectively put in to grow Sledson to where it's at and all the outreach I've done, conversations back and forth, signing contracts, getting all that stuff in place, which obviously is a big benefit to us as riders. But then to be able to create this hub of like a ton of discounts, because we all know how expensive snowmobiling is, mm-hmm. that we can offer to you guys that are listening and viewing, like be sure to check out that description. There's a ton of discounts for big companies in there. And it gives you guys a discount, and obviously, you know, that helps us with showing an ROI for the companies supporting us. And so feel free to share any of those with your buddies and friends, because I'm just excited to be able to offer that to, because like I said, I don't know another place that is like a central hub with so many.
Yeah, I don't either.
discounts actually, like what we have. So it was pretty cool to be able to help save a little bit of money for people.
And I know, like, especially when I was younger, that would be a big, big thing, right? Is
sure.
Any sort of savings, even now, any sort of savings I can find, that's that's a big deal. That might mean one more ride or two more rides or, you know, an extra sticker or something for some horsepower, whatever, whatever it is. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, 15% off some Backwoods bumpers. That's X amount of extra money for filling your gas tank.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know,
Lord knows we need a lot of money for that.
It just went up 30 cents today.
I know. I've literally watched. Oh, diesel's gross. I watched. Yeah.
Unleaded and diesel are the same now.
Well, diesel was like a dollar cheaper here in Oregon. And then out of nowhere, within a month, it jumped all the way back up to unleaded.
Like, which is crazy because diesel should be cheaper than gas. Because diesel is just like
the crude. It's crude.
The crap they scrape off the top.
But whatever. What we get for living in a blue state, I guess, but
yeah,
in America now, I guess, pretty much,
unfortunately.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Can't get diesel, can't go to a Jack in the Box, can't go to Taco Time
without getting shot.
Fucking Biden's America, don't even get me going.
Yeah, that's a whole nother podcast.
Yep,
anyways, that's my stance on that stuff. Not a fan.
Does everyone have their questions ready?
I do.
Yeah. Yep. Shay, start us out.
Yeah.
Shane.
Shaw. Sainsbury.
Shaw. That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad. Now that you mention it, kind of flows still. Anyways, my question is going to be GoPro angles. So you see a lot of people wearing like the chest mounts. You see a lot of people wearing like right on the front of their helmet, the side of their helmet. Some people have them on the front, almost like a selfie stick, but like a modified one. And some people have them on the back. What is your preferred angle for the GoPro?
That's a good one.
Under the visor.
Under the visor. Oh yeah, under the visor too. The little sessions or whatever.
That's his favorite.
You like that one?
Just under the visor, yeah. I put the regular one under there.
Just oh really?
Put the visor all the way up. It's not great for speed, but
rip your head back, or if you're mean, just plow through some branches,
break your neck.
Yeah,
there you go.
Well, my where do you want to go? I'm just hoping you don't ask what I'm gonna ask.
My question is for feedback, so I just want to know.
That's what mine was gonna be too.
Well, I'm first, so you gotta think.
You guys want to say it at the same time or
no? I just want to know what everyone wants to see from us. More that's this year,
exactly. I was gonna say, what are you guys most excited to see from Sledson this year?
We do both, yeah. What's most
different questions?
Most excited to see. What do you want to see? What have we done well? What have you not liked?
Yeah.
What do you not?
Tell us what you don't like.
That way we can post more of it for you.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Won't be doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good question. Let us know because, you know, we obviously all pay real close attention to socials, read all the comments, read all the DMs, and we appreciate your feedback. I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again, like, you know, we wouldn't be doing any of this if it wasn't for you guys. So answer Jeff's question and let us know your guys' feedback. We appreciate it a ton because it helps us push and evolve and keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
So, all right, well, mine was pretty much the same question, so we'll just go with that.
Yeah.
That'd be enough.
I like it.
Cool. All right, well, Jeff, thank you for jumping on and setting everything up. We're going to get to tearing down here. Shay, thank you as always for jumping on as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks for getting us high.
Yeah, dude, I'm really starting to smell it. Like, these shop doors are opening pretty quick after we jump off of this.
Well, cool. We'll go ahead and wrap this episode up now. Sledson listeners, I appreciate you guys, you know, tuning in and listening to this episode. Please consider, if you haven't already, hitting the subscription button and the like button on YouTube. If you are there watching, we appreciate it a ton. It helps us out a lot. And like I had said earlier, be sure to check out the links in the description. Like I said, everybody is going bonkers right now with build season, getting excited.
So there's a ton of discount codes with a lot of companies that I mentioned before. So be sure to check out the links in the description. And yeah, stay tuned. Next, we've probably got we'll get into a bunch of Hay Days episodes. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. Every single Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, new episode. So cool. Catch you guys on the next one.
Later.
Everyone, make sure to tag Larry the Enticer on all our posts.
Help us out.